Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast land. Welcome to an Hajj to Hajj podcast. This is the Messenger Edition. I am Nurse Carmen, and we have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And now we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's find a better word to say than amen. That sounds so cliche-ish now. Good evening, brother. Hey.
Good evening. We can just go with thank you. Gratitude.
Right. We'll say with thank you. All right.
We go with thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Because we want to give thanks. We want to give thanks to all things.
Yes, we do.
Once again, it is truly an honor to be here with you all as we just talk and allow the Spirit of God to speak so that we can better understand this thing that we call life. As we've on numerous occasions spoke about, I'm just here once again just to let everyone know that we are divine beings. We're capable of more than one experience at the same time and able to divide ourselves into as many different selves as we choose. You can live the same life over and over again in different ways, as I just explained with the past, present, and future, as we talked about time once before. So this is something that it's when we can get out of this physical realm and get into the spiritual realm, then we can begin to see life as it really is. And what I mean by that is one of the things we have to understand is that this thing that we call time, is something that we made up. Everything is in the present. Everything is happening all at once. And so we've got to understand this, and it's deep, and it'll come to you eventually, but it's something that we have to understand with this thing called time. And And once we begin to better understand this thing called time, then what we can do is begin to better understand our lives and just how it is supposed to be and what it is that we're here for. Because one of the things, as I've said to you on numerous occasions, is we, as the song even said, we are all part of the body.
Yeah,
and being,
yes.
being part of the body, what that is letting us know that when, as the story goes per se, in the beginning there was nothing. And so because there was nothing, God, realizing just who he is, he created all of this. And when he created it, what he had to realize is, okay, now that I created it, what I need to be able to do is experience it. Because you can build the best car in the world, but if you don't experience driving it, what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
So what it is we are all part of God. This is part. That's why I said in the beginning when we created this, because it was just one person. It was not one person, but you know, one deity that did this. But we,
you know,
have
what, Brother Messenger?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to cut in. Just every time you say that passage. In the beginning, there was nothing. There was a word. I always have. I don't know. It never fails that comes to my mind. Who could write that? Who could make that statement?
Well, I can tell you this. Who could write the statement? Anybody could write the statement. Now, the fact of whether it is correct or not is something that the Spirit reveals. And not only does the Spirit reveal it, but truth of the matter is, you can remember it. If it be the case, I'm saying. You understand what I meant by that?
Yeah, I got you. I understand.
Okay. So, I mean, me, myself, personally, I don't give too much credence to it, okay? Because from the same perspective in which you're saying that, and the way they've got it written out in the Bible to explain, and they've used it to suit their religious doctrine, and so they've kind of taken the story. There are so many scriptures in that Bible that's been misquoted or misinterpreted from a different way. So for us to constantly just depend on that and nothing else is what it is that helps us, that hurts us and has us to follow behind, yeah, for lack of a better word, follow behind just plain craziness. So that's one of, and I understand where you're coming from with that, but that's when you go with the, remember, we've always said there is nothing that we don't know. Nothing that we don't know. And all we have to do is be able to call it back to our remembrance because of who we are. When we sometime think about in the beginning, there is nothing. When you say that, do you, in your mind, visualize the solar system per se? Because there was nothing. Do you visualize yourself in space? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Well, but when I say visualize yourself in space, I don't mean you just floating around in space, but visualize space per se. There is nothing, and then there was God. When you say that, and there is no kind of revelation or nothing that comes to you as far as
no.
Outer space or anything? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Now, you know, again, I just forever believed it. But, you know, I never got, when we say that, I can never remember at a point being conscious, saying, "Wow, there's just vastness, and then there's God." I don't ever remember experiencing that illusion.
No, when I mean by that, I don't even mean experiencing. I mean just picturing it in your mind. Space.
No, not off of that.
No? Okay. All right. But once again, that is how the soul, the spirit within you, how it actually works. Because what we have to understand is we've been taught that you got to get down on your knees and do all of this serious growling and praying and begging and all that stuff. And that's just not what you have to do. As you speak and you speaking with the belief, then it starts to work. And when you said yesterday, when you said earlier that we want to start with that amen, no, we just want to go with the thank you, because it's all about gratitude. Even
amen.
Thank you the way you've already thanked them for your new position. That's what it's all about, thanking. Thanking for even though it's not here, I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Not that I believe it's coming. I know it's coming. And when we know these things, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And so it's important for us. I'm sounding like a broken record, but we've got to be able to truly understand that we have to start going within. When we look over things and start realizing there are some things that we don't have or we're without, that's because we need to go within. We have to go within, and as Stevie Wonder said, have a talk with God. You don't need to get to the church Sunday morning. You don't have to be on altar call. Altar call is you having a conversation with God, no matter where you are. And I will say it again, that if you enjoy the fellowship with different people and stuff, that's fine, that's well and good. But just don't go under the illusion that fellowship with God and you being at that place that you are has anything to do with you returning home. It just has nothing to do with it. Because I'm here to tell you right now that there is no place else for you to go. There is no hell. Hell is a state of mind. There are people that are living in hell right now, and they're only living there right now is because that's what they choose. And that's one of the things we don't understand. A lot of this drama that goes on in our lives, we created it. And we choose to live it out daily. And I'll give you a good example just on my behalf. Today is Sunday, rest day, just relaxing, all right? And I'm already starting to think about tomorrow and some of the things at the job that can go wrong and that I'm going to have to try and correct and stuff like that. And instead of just relaxing and enjoying the day, already focused on tomorrow and what's going on. So I'm creating drama. That's not necessary.
Especially when you know you're equipped to handle whatever happens.
Exactly.
I mean,
you're
right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're spending this time creating something, and then we say we want to be drama free, but we're constantly bringing drama into our lives. Instead of the love, the peace, and the harmony that we really want, we are constantly bringing, I'll take that back. Not that we really want, because when we really want it, we have it. So one of the things we've got to, that's why it's so important, it's so important that we go within, and that we do not waste precious moments of this life seeking after some things that just isn't necessary. So what I say is we need to decide who we are, who we want to be, then do everything in our power to be that. Use what I've told you about time as a framework within your limited understanding upon which to place the construction of your grandest idea. And what I meant by that is the present time. Use this time. Forget about anything that has happened before or what you think is going to happen the next day. Use this time, the present time, to start creating the grandest you. If an impression comes to you about the future, honor it. It's an idea that comes to you about a past life. See if it has any use for you. Don't simply ignore it. Most of all, if a way is made known to you to create, display, express, and experience your divine self and even more glory right here, right now, follow that way. When we go within, it will show you these ways. Don't be resistant to it and then turn around the next day and complain about stuff when the soul is doing its job of trying to help you be the best you that you can be. All you have to do is just listen to what it is that the spirit, the soul, and I've also said this, please, you've got to be able to tell the difference between the soul and the mind. And as I've said to you before, if you think about it like a computer, the mind is a computer. It's only working on the data that it has experienced. The soul has the data of the entire universe. So some of the things that the mind is telling you, it's just telling you something that has happened already. You're basing things on something that has happened already. For example, just I had that piece of chicken. The mind is already telling you, last time I had chicken, it didn't taste so good. So now you're not eating chicken. That's what's happening when we listen to the soul, because the soul has, when you're listening to the mind, because the mind has already experienced it and is telling you, okay, this is the safe way. So with this being the safe way, we automatically take this because this is something that we know per se from the mind. But if we allow the soul, which will never lead you wrong, you might try that chicken again. Because the soul is directing you to it and might be the best piece of meat that you've ever had. But part of the reason why we're not where we really want to be is because we are using the information that we've gotten from the mind and not from the soul. And it's important for us to be able to understand where it's coming from. And as I've said to the co-producer on numerous times, if you want to know what it is, that whether it's the soul or the soul is always telling you the best you. The soul will never tell you, in order for you to get that $1 million, to go steal it from somebody else. That's not the soul. The soul is not going to have you do anything that is beneath you or beneath the God you. So this is a way to help us decipher the soul from the mind. Everyone is creating everything now being experienced, which is another way of saying that I'm creating everything now being experienced, for I am everyone. You see the perfection in this? Do you see the perfection in this? Everything that you're doing it with the God in you. You are creating. So this is why it's important for us to understand when people always want to call things right and wrong. We have to understand it's just according to what we have established, the path that we've taken, whether it's right or wrong, because today it could be right, and with us tomorrow it could be wrong, because we keep, as we create, we keep changing things. So if we keep changing things, do you think God is playing along with us per se, right and wrong? It's all good to him. Why? Because he is experiencing everything. And then you look at it and then you say, well, throughout the years, all of this stuff, he should have experienced everything by now. But once again, there is no time but the present. This is all happening at once. There is no beginning and no end. There isn't. There is no end. When you leave this life, you just go on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to understand. And when we begin to understand this, then we can begin to live life fuller. So it's important for us to understand that there is only one of us. In truth, there is no such thing as space, pure, empty space with nothing in it. Everything is something. Even the emptiest space is filled with vapor, so thin, so stretched out over infinite areas that they cannot be there. Then, after the vapors are gone, there is energy, pure energy. This manifests as vibrations, movements of all of a particular frequency. Invisible energy is the space which holds matter together. Actually, what you now call matter is mostly space. All solid objects are 2% solid matter and 98% air. The space between the tiniest particle of matter and all objects is enormous. It is something like the distance between heavenly bodies in your nightly sky. Yet these objects you call solid. At one point, the entire universe actually was solid. There was virtually no space between the particles of matter. All the matter had the space taken out of it. With this enormous space gone, that matter filled an area smaller than the head of a pin.
Wow.
There was actually a time before that time when there was no matter at all, just the purest form of the highest vibration energy, which you would call antimatter. This was a time before the physical universe as you know it existed. Nothing existed as matter. Some people conceived of this as paradise or heaven, because nothing was the matter. Did you get that? Nothing was the matter, so they called it heaven.
Right.
It is no accident that today in our language, when you suspect something is wrong, you say, what's the matter? In the beginning, pure energy, God vibrated so fast as to form matter, all the matter of the universe. You too can perform the same feat, in fact. You do every day. Your thoughts are pure vibration, and they can and do create physical matter. If enough of you holds the same thought, you can impact and even create portions of your physical universe. This was explained to you, as we've talked all before, of the power that we have because of who we are. There will come a time when the energies divide, the expansions and dissipate, and what was that?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay. All right. So it's important for us to understand that this is God did not make a mistake. Everything is working perfectly. In spite of what religion and people are telling us, it is working just as it was planned. And we can be just who we want to be. And I know that sounds kind of far-fetched to some people and stuff, but do you think Bill Gates woke up and he was just that? Do you think
he didn't
LeBron
wake
James...
up and be Bill Gates that day? It took a long time to get there, didn't it?
He decided that's what he wanted to be, right?
Right.
Okay. LeBron James, he didn't wake up the best player in the whole wide world, right?
Right.
He decided that that's what he wanted to
that's
be.
That's what he wanted
he
to
did,
be, right.
He did what he had to do to be
that's
that.
Right.
And
it
he
happen.
Was able to do it.
Right.
A lot of us, we want to be here. Go ahead.
I just like the fact that you just acknowledged LeBron is the best player in the world, Brother Messenger. I mean,
I knew it was coming.
My soul is happy. Yeah, my soul is happy right now. I'm good.
And that's true, but what we have to understand, right, is there's somebody else that decided that they want to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are working to reach that goal because you can achieve it. In the same way he achieved it, we can achieve it. Mm. And we have to understand just being the best doesn't necessarily mean you have to be the richest. There are a lot of people that don't even care about the money. They just find more joy in helping people. Some of us would like to have
Amen.
The money so that we can help others, but it's not always about the money per se. There are a lot of people happy as can be with whatever it is that they have. They don't necessarily need that much more. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But it is all ours for
so
the
true.
Taking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another good example. Think about the woman that wrote the Harry Potter series. That's for you, Tippy. All right. that's for you. Think about the woman that wrote the Harry Potter series. She just wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know how good that was going to be. And look at her now.
Yep.
Is this mic on? Anybody hearing me? Is this mic on?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes.
I'm joking. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody hear me?
Okay. All right. So, wait a minute. So you go control the clock? Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
That's what I said. I've learned how to live holy. Hey, listen. This is co-producer from Hodge to Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for listening. And again, as you download this podcast or listen to it, share it with others. The message is a very simple message. It's just getting you to understand that you are a supreme being, all of us. You know,
yes.
Not just me, not just you, every single one of us. We all have this magnificent, spectacular spirit inside of us that will allow us to do great things. If that is what we want to do. Again, we talk
yes.
about living your best life, and nobody knows your best life but you. So when you figure out what that is going to make you happy, go for it. That's all I got to say. And I don't care what it is. If you think that's what's going to make you happy, then you set a course and set a direction and plot a course to go ahead and achieve that goal. Hey, this is The Messenger on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
From this